Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks for joining us. Let's check in with our friend Andy Rogers from MLB.com. 6 games left. Annie, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Sad that the season's almost over, but looking forward to the off season. Looking forward to kind of taking some time to explore Kansas City that I haven't been able to do. So it's going to be a fun winter ahead of me.
Okay, so let's get some predictions here. We got Salvi sitting at 46. He's still tied with Vladimir Guerrero Jr., one ahead of Otani. Do you think Salvi wins the home run title?
I don't know. That's a good question. People have been asking it basically the past few weeks. I think he can get there. I think he's looking for that single-season home run record. You know, he's two away from Soler's 48 that he hit in 2019. And, I was surprised that he didn't hit any in Detroit or Cleveland. Like, usually he breaks there. So, but it'd be definitely on par with Salvi to reach it at Kauffman Stadium, of course, hitting like 450-foot home runs and all that. So I think he reaches that this week. And I guess as far as the home run record, leaderboard, it probably depends on what Vladdy does this next week, trying to get the Blue Jays into the postseason.
I think most people, at least nationally, are saying, okay, it's Otani versus Guerrero for the MVP. Marcus Semien is also getting some love, but boy, I think Salvi should certainly finish in the top five. Do you think he gets enough credit around baseball and gets enough love where he finishes in the top five in the AL MVP voting?
Yeah, I think he should. Hopefully voters do their research, can talk with other people around the game just how impressive the season has been for Salvi, not only offensively, but what he's been able to do defensively, and just kind of the position that he holds with the Royals as their backstop, but also as their leader and off the field too. So, I hope that the voters will respond to that. And I don't have an MVP vote, but I'm hoping that he can sneak in there in the top 10 or top 5.
That's BS. You should have a vote.
What's that?
I said that's BS. You should have a vote. What do we got to do here?
I have Cy Young, so we'll be looking at that.
Okay.
Oh, really? Can you give us your thoughts on who you're leaning towards for the Cy Young, or do you keep that under wraps?
I'll keep it under wraps for now, but it's pretty on par with what the rest of the world is saying as far as those starters over in the AL East.
Okay.
So
Robbie Ray, then. All right.
Yeah. So on Salvi, with the ball that he took off the catcher's mask last night, we think he's okay?
Yeah, he talked to us after the game yesterday and said he was fine. Said it takes a little bit out of him, gets a little dizzy. That's why he finishes at bat and then sat out the last inning. But he's one of the tougher guys I've ever seen, and he'll be back in there today, I'm sure.
Now Jackson Kowar, read your article about how he's getting a little tired of just not pitching well. And so I'm just curious, because we could see him one more start, might end up being the last start of the year. Everyone showed glimpses to get excited about at the major league level as far as these young crop of pitchers. But and Jackson Kowar was terrific in the minors, minor league pitcher of the year. But it has not clicked for him. How concerned should Royals fans be about the guy that right now is their reigning minor league pitcher of the year?
Yeah, I think, it's concerning just in the fact that he hasn't let it click. But then you think, he's only had 7 starts, and 2 of those in the beginning of, or in June, were pretty terrible. I think when you talk about glimpses, these young pitchers showing glimpses, he has shown that in certain innings in his starts. It doesn't negate the final result, of course. And, you know, he wants to go deep in games. He wants to be able to have clean innings. But, you know, I think, you know, yesterday, I think it was the fourth inning, he had a 1-2-3 inning. He was locating his fastball, and that's really what he's able to do well. That's what he's been able to do well in AAA, is locate his fastball and then let the changeup play off of it. It hasn't translated yet here. You know, I think he's getting more comfortable on the mound. I think he's getting more comfortable with the big league staff. It's just going to take some time. It's easy for us to compare all of those guys, Singer, Bubich, Kowar, Lynch, even Carlos Hernandez, John Heasley. But each of them are going to have different things they have to work on. Their arsenals are different. The way they pitch is different. I think it's going to take Jackson a little bit more time to just find his command. And once he does, he's going to be one of the more impressive guys, I think, in that rotation.
Did you know that Greenlight Dispensary was voted the number one dispensary in Missouri and the number one loyalty program in Missouri? It doesn't surprise me one bit. If you're looking for the best cannabis experience in Kansas City, go to Greenlight Dispensary and visit them online at greenlightdispensary.com.
So what do you think the rotation, I mean, are they making plans for what they think that rotation's going to look like next year at this point? Or is it like a wide open race even going into spring training next season?
I think they're going to publicly say that it's going to be a wide open race. I don't think it helps anyone that, you know, if you go into spring training knowing who your guys are. I think they're going to let it play out at least. They'll probably have an idea just what they want to see. But it's going to be really fun to watch, see who kind of takes over. You know, I think Brady Singer and Chris Bubich obviously have the most experience, but then you look at Daniel Lynch and even Kowar, like their stuff that definitely plays. And if especially if Kowar can figure out his command, you know, that's going to play in the rotation. He's got Hernandez, even Heasley, what he's shown in these two starts, probably one more. It's just going to be fun to watch next spring. I don't know if they're going to put some of those guys in the bullpen. I don't know if they're going to have some of them start in AAA. We'll see how that plays out, but they've got a number of arms to work with for 2022.
All right, last question for you. You've seen all these teams as you've covered the Royals all year long. It's going to be a wild finish for the AL wild card. You got the Yankees up one for the top spot. Then you've got the Red Sox, the Blue Jays one game behind them, and the Mariners, winners of 8 of their last 10, they're a game and a half out of that wild card spot. So Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Mariners, which two teams will be the wild card teams?
Oh, my gosh. I love this chaos. It's so much fun. And it's so much fun sitting back and watching it. I probably will go with I want to see the Blue Jays in there, to be honest with you. And I'll probably go – let's go Red Sox, Blue Jays. I still think the Yankees could probably sneak out a spot. I love the Mariners team, but I'll go with Red Sox, Blue Jays for now.
I know it probably won't happen. I'm rooting for Mariners, Blue Jays to both make it, but as long as one of them makes it, I would love to see Seattle make it. Because the run differential is minus 52, and I wanted to see people's heads explode. But Seattle's due. Let's see him make it. But it's going to be a wild finish. Or let's just see at least a three-way tie. Let's have something. Let's have chaos on the final Sunday of Major League Baseball. Annie, thank you. What's that?
The best part about it is that it's coming down to the Orioles. They're the team that's playing all these teams.
Right.
This week, and that's hilarious.
As it should be.
You know what? The Orioles kind of screwed up Philadelphia's plans, and so if you sleep on them, you know what? Wouldn't that be something if Baltimore could somehow be the deciding factor in the wild card race? Annie, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
It's Annie Rogers, MLB.com, covers the Royals. Chaos. Well, that should be fun on Sunday.
Let's go.
Where? Home? Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
I want to go home, yeah. Time, right?
Go take a deuce. What the hell
was that? I'm going to go drop a deuce.
Who the hell just walked by?
What?
There's so many people, I have no idea who they are here.
No.
It's Todd Lebo.
You take you a deuce. You don't sit there and look at it.
You don't know him?
You flush it and move on. You don't flush it and
just
move
like
on.
The show.
Yeah, I like to flush the show.
Flush the show, move on, and live to fight another day. We'll do that tomorrow on Sports Radio 810 WHB.